Hey guys, welcome to the Dead Set Legends podcast. I'm Gus Wallen. I'm here with Jude Bolton and Wendell Saylor. And what a night last night. For you and me, Jude, our season ended last night, the Roosters. We will go into more detail.
Yeah.
But Manly, you know, Dell, just quickly, they were just too good. Errors made by the Roosters off the top.
They got gifted some momentum from the refs.
Yeah. Oh, they did. But like, mate, Roosters have done quite well, you know, the injuries and that.
Quite
we know
well.
About that. Yeah,
brilliantly.
Done very well. But they were ready to be beaten, and they got beaten.
Badly sets up a huge game next week.
It does.
Now they're only one game away from making the grand final under Desi.
Yeah, look, I think when Desi came out and spoke this week and just said, look, they don't want to go home, they don't want to get in straight sets because, you know, you do get embarrassed. I've been put out in straight sets before. It's not a good feeling because Manly have had such a good season. But the way they started, the intent was there. I know because against the Roosters, you've got to start well through that middle third. Obviously, Jadwiga Hargreaves, he'll take you on. But they started really well through that middle third. But, mate, once Tommy Turbo got the ball, mate, you just knew it was going to be an easy night for them. Like, I think the Roosters, like last week, they were on the ropes. They got home. But this week, I think they were there. They tried hard. Their big dogs tried hard. But just DCE, you know, he's back to his best.
He was direct, wasn't he, last night?
He was.
Really
and
good.
Even when he scored that try, just goes bang off the left. That's when he's at his best. Mm. Now, we didn't see that for the first 4 to 6 weeks of the competition.
But that's on the back of perceived pressure because Tommy Trbojevic is up and going, wasn't he? He was just so powerful. DCE is able to
left foot. They saw Tommy out the back and they went, Tedesco went, I'm going to get him.
And
they followed across as well, yeah.
Yeah, but everything about what Manly did there through that middle third, that's where Desi wants you to dominate. If you're going to win the grand final, you've got to dominate the middle third and on the edges. But just a lot of little trick plays, even Dylan Walker came on and did the dummy and that, but that was all through that forward power and all through Tommy. But even Jake Trbojevic, what about the little sleight of hand?
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's just, the skill set is unbelievable. You know, Schuster's there. South will be a little bit nervous, I reckon.
Yeah, what would Wayne Bennett be thinking? Watching back and just going back over the way the Storm curtailed the likes of Tom Trbojevic and the team, but then just from that performance last night, what would he be sitting down and picking out from those two games?
Well, Benny, I think for him, once you get your defence right, you're a big chance of, like, you know, obviously competing in that. If you don't get that right against, like, Manly and teams like Melbourne Storm, mate, you're in for a long night. So Wayne knows. Last week, we saw it against Penrith. But also, you're not going to stop Tom Trbojevic. You've got to minimise what he does. So whether, you know, you kick it, you know, to the wingers and whether you mark up on him. But Tommy Turbo just, I don't think I've seen too many players play like he is at the moment.
He still ran for 151 metres last week against the Storm, and everyone was saying he was basically quiet.
Yeah.
That's a normal stat for a normal fullback, and they've had a pretty good game.
Yeah.
Last night, he obviously, 2 weeks in a row, and he decided this is a bit personal and did a fantastic job on it. What about the Roosters, just quickly, because we'll talk more about Manly in the lead-up to next week's game. Their season overall, with all the injuries, the retirements and so forth, Trent Robinson said in his press conference last night how proud he was as coach of this club, A. And then secondly, the most important thing for me, what he said was all around, we're a better club now than we were at the start of the season, even though we're not in the big game that we want to be in. Do you understand what he means when he says that?
Yeah, of course, mate. Just at different stages, you just expected the Roosters to turn it up and then fall over. But these kids, like Drew Hutchinson, I watched the kid come through the Dragons. It's his best season. Now, Lachlan Lamb, obviously, you know, young Walker, but just, you know, the centre there, Adam Kieran, like, he's playing his best football, so.
Last night. Last night was a shocker.
Yeah, but that's okay. But that's going to happen. I know, I agree. But some of these players in this team here, like, you can have your big dogs now, but those, I suppose, I don't want to say reserve grades.
The next run?
Yeah, I suppose. And then
the depth of your squad, particularly when you've been so strong for so long.
Right. But it's great for the culture of the Roosters. Like, if I'm a Rooster supporter, I'm so proud of what the boys have achieved. Obviously, don't want to go out like that. But also, I've got to say, Josh Morris, well done on a great career. Incredible. I was lucky enough to play with Josh at the Dragons, him and Brett, obviously pretty handy players. But, mate, what a class act Josh Morris is.
And just lastly, the numbers that Ruben Garrick have been putting up this year. Just an incredible season, isn't it?
Well, that's what confidence does. You know, he's obviously worked really hard on his game. And, I mean, people down at Wollongong say, oh, how do we let him go? Well, there wasn't really an opportunity there for him. But he's gotten better because that back three they're playing with at the moment, obviously Jason Saab and obviously
Garrick goes all right.
Yeah, it's a good back three. He's a good looking dude too, but he's it's one of his best seasons, so well done to him.
Speaking of good looking dudes, it's time to talk to this guy.
Our next guest is the future of Australian boxing.
And now he's a superstar.
And let me just put my sunglasses on because the future is bright.
Here they come. Oh, hits.
He held the Australian light middleweight title and is now the number one ranked Oz super welterweight boxer. Fighting out of the blue corner, please welcome Dead Set Legend.
Tim Sue!
Yes, it's a big Dead Set Legends. Welcome to Tim Zhu. Tim, another fight in 8 weeks' time against Japan's Takeshi Inoue. How much are you looking forward to it?
Yeah, I was just going to say that introduction was pretty nice.
We love the big introductions here.
Yeah, I'm quite excited, actually. I get to get my hands on someone that's not from Australia, which is quite exciting.
Tim Wendell Salier, mate, like, you know, we talk about those boxers, like the Japanese boxers, you know, obviously the Americans, they're all different. Mate, who comes up with your game plan?
Oh, look, it's my coach. We train nonstop for it, but a lot of the times it's just little motions and game plans that I create in my head. I study my opponent. Boxing's like a chess. My dad taught us back when I was young that it's like a chess, and it's all about being two steps ahead of your opponent, and that's how I see it as.
Mate, do you feel the love? There's no doubt that Australian boxing, Australians, sporting fans have fallen in love with you. Do you feel that when you go into camp and you start working so hard and you do all the stuff that we can't see to be ready on those big nights? Are you feeling the love from us?
Yeah, look, it's extra motivation. The fact that you've got a whole nation behind you, supporting you, cheering you on. It's a responsibility, and it just makes you want to work harder and want to just keep accomplishing your goals.
How tough was the decision? Like, because you could have actually waited till 2022 to have a shot at the title holder in Brian Castano in terms of that super welterweight. What was that decision making process with your management?
Look, I really enjoy inflicting pain.
I love it.
It sounds sick, but I really do enjoy it, and why sit on my ass and do nothing and wait for an opportunity to come? I'd prefer creating my own opportunities and making the most out of it. At the end of the day, I'm 26 years old. I'm young. I've still got so much to learn in this sport. And, it's a good, fun journey and process to what I've got ahead of me.
Tim, we love the way you carry yourself, but like it takes all different types of training, whether it's sand hills or, you know, the gym and that. For you, what's the best part for you? We know you can box, don't worry about that. But you know that cross training and that. What do you like doing the best? What gets the best out of you?
I love sparring, boxing sparring. But you know what? I'm actually I got a session this morning coming up of the assault bike. So
oh yeah,
that's a killer, man. And I really don't like it, but yeah, it is brutal. And I'm taking my brother with me today, so we'll see how he goes.
Is he fit? Is he fit or not?
Yeah, I mean, he's a beast.
Love it.
What was it like growing up with him? Did you just knock each other around a little bit?
Oh, look, we had a few broken teeth, a few bruises. And back in the days when kids used to play with each other, we used to fight with each other, put our gloves on it, and start smacking each other around. So I guess that's what we went through.
Well, that's fantastic. And thanks. You've spoken to us a few times on the Dead Set Legends. We're right behind you, Tim. And we look forward to seeing you prepare for this fight and go out there and do what you do so well.
Appreciate it, guys.
Yeah, an opportunity for Jude and I to ask Del all the big questions around the game of rugby league. Please support Del more than you support me, Jude. Tackle one.
Was the NRL right to change the game time for the Melbourne Storm second preliminary final so it's not clashing with the AFL grand final, Del?
Yes, makes perfect sense. Obviously, you can watch the NRL and then straight into the AFL grand final.
Just like the Wallabies tonight into the Panthers and Penrith.
Yeah.
They've done that. They've made their test match at 5 o'clock. It makes total sense.
Makes
so many
sense.
So many more eyeballs on
That's
the game.
That's it. Yeah.
So, all right. Tackle two. Ash Taylor is one of six players departing the Titans. It's been rumoured that the Warriors could offer him a lifeline. Is this the right step for him to rejuvenate his career?
Yeah, look, I thought he might go to the Super League just for a couple of years and then come back, but the Warriors, you know, like they've got a pretty good squad there, and I think Harris DeVita's talking about moving on as well. So it might be a good fit for the young man, and you know, he started to play some good football this year. So yeah, hopefully he gets an opportunity there.
All right,
for the right price.
Tackle three. In an emotional speech given at Broncos awards night, Coach Kevy Walters has blamed social media trolls for Anthony Milford's demise. Do you agree?
No, I don't agree with that. I just like it's part and parcel of the game, mate. If you want to, like, I think you know, I know some players have got off social media. Anthony Milford, to be honest, I'm a massive Anthony Milford fan. He probably just, you know, I think 2015 was his best year.
Yeah, brilliant.
You know, he was unbelievable in the grand final that season, and he just hasn't lived up to the that hype. But, mate, good luck to him too, because he's going to South next year. He's a good young kid. We saw his best football.
I was going to ask you before to tackle four, why is it so many players played their best footy just before they got the cut? At the Titans, three or four of those players, I was surprised he never got the cut, but because they played so well in the last month.
Well, the pressure's off, you know. The pressure's off. And then also they're going to new clubs, so that they need a change, and that's what it's about. So I'm glad Milford's moved on too, because he needed to move on for himself, you know, because, mate, the Broncos fans just kept blaming him. It wasn't just his fault.
Yeah, he's going to be good at the Rabbitohs. Yeah. So we do the big set of six thanks to our mates at Paddy's Markets, with over 1,000 stands and two huge locations. You're sure to find a bargain at Paddy's. Visit paddys.com.au. Tackle four. Paul McGregor has announced that he is the new assistant coach for the Blues, replacing Craig Fitzgibbon. Obviously, he'll be a first-grade coach at the Sharkies. How do you think that'll impact the team?
Oh, look, it's very much set there. Freddie's got it pretty much set. The way that Mary will come in and work with those players, I see Mary a couple of times a week. He's fit as. I think it's a perfect fit for him. Obviously, he's a Blues legend, and he understands what the DNA is all about. So good appointment for the Blues.
For Freddie and the Blues. Yeah. What about Cooper Cronk? He said this about the coaching of Origin.
Look, let's go back to the coaching of Origin. For me, playing Origin is the second highest level of the game. Australia is number one. So the coaching needs to be at the same equivalent. If you're going to play at that level, the coach needs to see it as one of the highest accolades he can get. The coaching Queensland is not a halfway stop to getting back into the NRL, and that's where the Paul Green thing fell over. So,
yeah, they're talking about Billy Slater there being offered that job. Then there's been radio silence around that. He hasn't accepted it yet. What are your thoughts around the Queensland State of Origin team? And the coach.
Yeah, look.
I hope you continually just have a debacle.
Yeah, look, I agree with what he's saying there with Paul Green, because I think Paul Green's looking for that NRL, you know, the head coaching job.
Yeah.
And then sort of the Origin job was there, so he took that, and then, you know, certain parties thought, well, maybe you know, he's going to move on or something.
It shouldn't be that stepping stone, should it?
No, it shouldn't be. That's not what it's about, the prestige of coaching Origin. And looking at it now, I thought Billy Slater, he still could be the man, but obviously they got to get down the nitty-gritty about deals. I don't know why Billy wouldn't want to do it, but still, it's not going to be an easy job for Billy to do also, because that Blues team's going to be good for the next
couple of years.
Five or 6 years.
You're not a head coach, but you could be someone. You're a head case, but could be someone, Dell, that you could be brought into camp.
The stuff that got you for life, mate. You go away, mate. Awesome.
That's an excellent point. to be brought into camp and just be part of the back three and just to talk about what it's like to be a Maroon, would you be excited to do that? Have you done that before?
Oh, yeah, I've done it with the All-Stars, and then I was as an assistant, you know, coach there with me and Big Gordy were there. It was great to do. And that's what Billy would do. Like, mate, Billy's got such a great footy brain, and obviously he's got such an aura about him, and he knows what Queensland's about. He'd bring the right people in and around the camp there, but I think Billy now, he knows how to get deals done. So I don't know if he wants the job or not, but, mate, he's certainly a candidate that is right there.
Yeah, achy dokes. Tackle number six, and it's been rumoured that Tim Sheens, who was brought to the Tigers as a consultant, may in fact end up being the man that replaces Michael Maguire as head coach. Is Tim a better coaching option for the club?
Well, I don't know when was the last time he coached. It's been that long. I know.
It'll be a decade.
Circle.
Yeah. Look, I wouldn't think so. I mean, rugby league's a simple game, and obviously, you know, Tim's obviously very good at what he does.
He's got an aura about him.
He has, but I thought more that sort of that overseeing role would be him, and they'd bring someone under him, you know, one of the new young coaches like a Seraldo or someone, if they do punt Madge.
Have you heard anything in the rumour mill around that, or has that gone quiet this week?
He's under the pump.
He's under the pump big time. But
do you reckon that Tiger Town helped him or made it harder?
Well,
because I enjoyed watching it.
It's not the year to be doing it.
Yeah.
It
wasn't the year.
Okie dokie, you know what, boys? I've been thinking there's more to us than sport. It's time for a brand new segment.
Triple M's Dead Set Legends tackled the on-field drama. Now it's time to tackle the big off-field questions. Have you got a real-world question or moral dilemma you need help solving? Now's your time to call the Dead Set Legends judiciary as they debunk, or possibly rebunk,
down at the bunker,
the major issues affecting your life.
Yeah, this is what we're here for. This is our opportunity, guys, to do some life-saving work.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the setup.
Yep.
This is a call from Dave from Guy Mia. He says, boys, I was watching Castaway with my wife and teenage daughter the other night. And we got into a bit of a debate. Ooh. When Tom Hanks' character returns from that island and finds his wife has married another bloke, you remember that part of the movie?
Yes.
He was a family dentist, so you wonder whether or not that was going on even beforehand, to be fair. Yeah. Anyway.
Hey, Wilson.
She's still in love with him but decides to stick with the new husband. I thought she did the right thing, but the girls say she should have gone back to Tom Hanks.
Wow.
Okay, so this is a dilemma that we've been thrown today, and we are the judiciary, all right?
Hang on, we're getting put in the...
Yeah, we're in the hot seat.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't like the hot seat.
No, you don't. What do you boys reckon? If your partner went missing and you moved on with someone else, but then your original partner returned, what would you do? Discuss. Jude Bolton.
Okay, well, I liken it to another movie, like Taken. And Liam Neeson, and my wife would probably have a set of special skills and would find me and kill me.
Okay.
I
imagine if he took your wife, he'd hand her back within a couple of days. So you got no dramas there.
I don't know.
Don't throw it to Del. You are in love with your wife. But she goes missing, mate. She's toast. It's over. You've got the death certificate, body not seen, but she is dead. You find someone else and you're in love with them and you started a whole new life. She can't just roll into your world and expect you just to drop the new bird.
She can't roll into the new world. Exactly. It's a new life.
You've
it's
made a commitment to the new girl, right?
It's a new beginning.
Del, I can't wait to hear what your thoughts are.
I'll just have both of them.
There's
enough for me to share around. So
Understand why you would like to have both.
Sorry.
But I'm not quite sure if they would want to share you.
Okay.
Are you moving on or are you going back to your original?
I'm moving on. So Tara's fault. She shouldn't have got lost.
Yeah.
She probably got lost on purpose. So it's a win-win.
Hang on. Okay. So turn the tables on you. Yeah. Where's Vix?
Vix is toast.
Vix is toast.
She's toast.
Really?
I'm with Del on this. I believe that 5 years is a long time.
It's a long time.
You know, that's like
I
nearly
thought you were loyal.
It's like nearly 2,000 days. Look, I'm not looking for someone else necessarily now whilst Vix is on the scene. But if she goes missing for five years,
yeah,
that's a long time,
that's
my friend.
That's a long time.
I'm 53 in December. That's 58. And she rocks back into my world. And I'm already with someone new. I'm committed to the new person.
Yep.
I've already given Vix 30 years of my life.
You've suddenly got a bit of definition in the legs and you've just, you know,
you're not wrong. You are not wrong, Jude Bolton.
Look how much you've changed. You've changed.
I've given Vix 30 years and I haven't been 100% happy through that 30. Maybe I can be 100% happy with the new bird.
I'm just going to play this back to Vix. Yeah. But just, can you sub my bit out? Because I don't want that to go to me.
Okay, so let's wrap this up for the dilemma, because it was Dave from Guy Mea. He was asking the
Dave's
opinion.
Dave's cost us all of our marriages.
Yeah, anyway, that's
thanks,
right.
Mate.
Are we going to want to move in together? We'll have a great time for a while. So, Del, you're moving on with wife number two?
Yeah, that's it. New and improved.
New and improved?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've moved on the 5 years later, and then she's tracked me down like Liam Neeson.
Yeah, okay. So you've moved on. You've stuck with it, but you don't think that you'll survive.
I won't survive. It'll be like five years.
Is she a bunny boiler, your missus? She a bunny boiler? More likely
Hey, I've already dug my own grave here.
Okay, so we're all moving on. Yeah. Del and I happily, Jude will be dead. That's basically the answer. So that is the judiciary for this week. Please throw out any questions that you would like our thoughts on and we will answer them next week. And that's it for the Dead Set Legends podcast. You can catch up live on the radio every single Saturday from 10 a.m. on 104.9 Triple M.
Yeah, that's great.